Chavit Lavavid, the end of Shar B'Tochem Perikei, we discussed the seven differences between somebody that works as Parnasa with B'Tochem and somebody works as Parnasa without B'Tochem. They're both sitting in the same office, two desks side by side, and the world's apart. The final difference, we're holding by the Hevdel Ashvi, the final difference that the Chavit Lavavit says is Shabbateich velikim inim mitzar loy kishniv tzar mimenu laasigas mevukoshoy veloy kishachos loy mashi ohlo veloy oiger et mashi yishlo zaosir fin liyuchol laasigas. He's not, the person that's Shabbateich in the Rebbeinu Shalom, he's not bothered in a scenario where he's not able to get that which he wants to get, that he's not able to acquire that which he wants to acquire, and he doesn't hoard things away for the future. Many people have a retirement plan. This is almost, it almost sounds like there should be no retirement plan. Don't worry about what's going to be then. Why? We'll see exactly in a minute how it applies this practically. He's not worried about what's going to be in 20 years from now or in 40 years from now, because he doesn't even know if he's going to be in 20 years from now or in 40 years from now. And if he's going to be, says the Chavis Lavavis, this fellow is not worried about what's going to be down the line in 5 years from now, in 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. One of Shach. Could be that he won't be then. And if he will be then the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave him Chaim, will give him everything else that comes along with Chaim. Like the story that we mentioned all the way at the beginning of Chavis Lavavis, I think it was the Rebbe Eliel Apian, that there's a bracha in yeshiva that came to him to tell him that he wants to leave yeshiva because he has to go make a parnasa. He wants to learn, wants to go to college. Learn at you should have parnasa. So he says, why do you need parnasa? So he says, Be'ez Hashem, I'm gonna get married and I'm gonna need to be able to support my wife. So he says to him, who says you're gonna get married? He says, Be'ez Hashem, get married. Like, good. So he says, and how much do you need to support your wife already? Then you have to go. Then I'm gonna have children and have to support them and pay for that. And who says you can have children? Be'ez Hashem, we'll have children. And who says that they're going to be? You're going to have to. You're going to be able to. You'll still be around when you marry them off. And mechulo. What's the deal? Give me a call. Yeah, I'm not going to get married. I'm not going to have children. I'm not going to be around. Like, what's the big deal? He says, I don't understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he says things. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help. I don't know what Rebbe's all worried about. He says, Rebbe Olav Yom Tzitzis, and he says, I don't understand. For getting married, you say mechulo b'nei shalom. That's the shem. For having children, you say mechulo b'nei shalom. They can still be around then. You say mechulo b'nei shalom. But for parnasa, then you can't be say mechulo b'nei shalom. That much the Rebbeinu Shlomo can't do. He's only giving me everything else, that he can't do. That's exactly what he says. He says, one of Shach, if a person's not going to be around then, certainly he shouldn't be worried about what's going to be. Elmai is going to be around, he's going to be retired, and he's going to be 80 years old, he's not going to have money. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gave him a Chaim, and he's not going to give him everything else that comes along with the Chaim. And the person's not worried, he says he's not worried about what's going to be in the future, because he doesn't know what the future is going to bring. He's not worried that the future is going to bring something which is bad, because who says what's going to be? The famous story with the Chavetz Chaim, that they told him that somebody from a bachur was taken captive. They said he got a life sentence, and who knows what's going to be with him. The Chavetz Chaim said that they're talking about a life sentence. He says, who knows what's even going to be next year? Or I think he says, who knows what's even going to be 2 months from now? And they're talking about a life sentence. Says, when they told the story to Reb Chaim Brisker, so he says, oh, the Chavetz Chaim just ousted the Tsar from the seat. And sure enough, within like a number of weeks, the Tsar was toppled and all the people that were in jail were freed, and mechulam. A person never knows what's going to be. Now, what does that mean? A person shouldn't have a retirement plan? A person shouldn't put away money? A person shouldn't? So, he really continues. Says the Chavetz Chaim, what is he worried about? What is the fellow that has B'tochem worried about? He's worried about his ruchnius. Am I fulfilling my obligations to the Rebbeinu Shalom or not? with the Maisa Mitzvahs, with Pnim Yusai, with the Chavis Ha'ivorim, the Chavis Ha'levavis. What's he worried about? Like he says, person shuv yom echad v'fnim yisotzoch, that he's worried about. Who knows? Unfortunately, we've seen this past year too many times that people that thought they'd be living for many years found themselves, unfortunately, not. A person never knows. We look at it as groups of people. That's not the group of people that we associate ourselves with. Until Meron came around, until Miami and everything else that happened. That it's the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not Mavdil. A person never knows. So we don't like to think about it. So the person says, I make sure that I'm fulfilling my obligations. That's what he's worried about. In other words, it can't be, I think the practical application, there's really two. There's one for El, and that is, like I'll say in a second, is don't push off till later. I'll take care of El, I'll take care of the Yom Nerayim when the Yom Nerayim come around. Right now, let me take care of day by day, and when Erev Rosh Hashanah comes, Erev Yom Kippur, then we'll do our Tshuva, and then we'll do whatever we have to do. So, El is the time for preparation, El is the time for take inventory. That's really what El is all about. That's the Indian of learning Chavis Lavav, learning Gashari Tshuva, the third Shar. So see, take inventory. Where are you when you're on the spiritual radar? With regard to retirement plan, I think to include the practical application is in a chanami, somebody that's on a level of bitachon like the Chavis Lavav is speaking. Taka, he makes his money for one day and that's it. He made his money for that day. Half the money went to his food, and half the money went to the Shemir Beis HaKnesses, and then he made money for the next day. He's not worried about it, which is really the literal translation. I've been reading the bottom, which is not the exact words of the Chavis Lavavis. It's a translation, but if you look at the, he's not worried about making parnasa for more than one day. It happens to be practically, this maneinu, unless you're a cab driver, it's not, or something like that. It's not, most people that work in an office, you only get paid once a month or twice a month. It's not, you're not really working, getting paid each day. You can make exactly what you need, but though, stop after 3 hours and 15 minutes. You're not going to work for 8 hours. There is such a possibility. But the I think really in light of what he's saying, b'hemshech, he means to say that it shouldn't be at the expense of your chavis to Ribbono Shel Olam. A person is putting away his money for later on, because what am I going to have later on when there's people that need tzedakah now? But how could I give all my money? Because vos v'zayin, what am I going to have left for myself? What am I going to give for what's going to be? This famous story from the Panovich Rav. Somebody. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky met somebody, and he says that he has tainas. He says he's meichel everybody, except for two people. He's not meichel. One was the Panovich Rav, and somebody else. One of the big chasher rabbanim that went around with the Panovich Rav. He said, what happened? So he said, before the war, the Panovich Rav came to collect money, and they gave him a donation, and he wanted more, and he didn't give him as much as he wanted, or the kitzer, he says, how come? He says, then when it came the war, and the Russians came, and at gunpoint they took away all the rest of his money. Why didn't the Panovich Rav come with a gun and force me to give more money? Then at least my money would have gone to tzedakah. So Yankov Glinsky, he said, he met this person in Eretz Yisrael. I think the Panovich Rav told him this story, maybe. Yankov Glinsky met this person in Eretz Yisrael, and the person said that, the Panovich Rav, maybe he said over the story to Panovich Rav, he says, Panovich Rav asked him, maybe you should give us some more money. And he says, what's going to be with myself? How am I going to have money to live for myself? That was his answer. So at the end of the day, they took all of his money. So in a scenario where the person is saving all his money for later on, when he has chavis to Ribbono Shel Olam now, that's something which is, it shouldn't be at the expense of his chavis to Ribbono Shel Olam now. A person should be doeg to fulfill his obligation to Ribbono Shel Olam and not worried about what's going to be in the future. What's going to be in the future? That's something which you could, which will be in the future, you don't have to worry about now. It's interesting, I had a scenario last night, not so many hours ago. A guy asked me a very, very similar question. I hadn't even seen the Chavis Lavavis yet. But with regard to the future, he says that he has some chavis, a few thousand dollars of chavis, and somebody was supposed to be able to help him out with it. The question was, isn't it his chavis ishtavlis to ask this person? The person didn't get the hint that he was supposed to, the person wanted to help out, and he sort of hinted to them, and the person didn't get the hint. He's mechuyev to tell the person. So by asking him, he would be able to hack it, the chavis, but he really wanted to put away the money for later on. He wanted to have the money, he should be able to put away. If he's going to have to pay the tzar, he's not going to be able to put away that money. So isn't his chavis ishtavlis, they should be able to put away money for later on. Is that considered as chavis ishtavlis to ask this person to help him out or not? So each person, there's no one answer for every, with bitachon, it's extremely individual. But that's really what he's saying. If it's in the chavis ishtavlis, it could be that it's not in the chavis ishtavlis, probably what's going to be in the future. Probably what's going to be. Every person with their own shailas and with their own level of where they are in bitachon. But it shouldn't come, that's really what he's saying over here, it shouldn't come at the cheshbin of his previous now. And that's really where he ends off. He says, Ilu mi she'ena b'teich v'lekim etzar mo'id ala mo'irish m'tzachshin mo'il ma'zeh po'igim lo'itam et l'ra v'amash e'en lo'yavim v'amash hu lo'im ha'atikis m'vukoshoi v'yutsever mi'hoi no'il ma'zeh harbe kilu batuach shu lo'yazim v'sein lo'ma'zeh. The person that's not b'teich v'lekim baruch hu, so he gets upset about everything that happens to him, and if he doesn't get the raise, he starts ranting, and he saves his money for, he stockpiles his money and he hoards it away. Kilu, as he's going to live forever. He's going to live forever. He's totally involved in this world. He never takes stock of where is he holding with his ruchnius. He never thinks about what's going to be. The story with Shimon Schwab that he's by the Chavetz Chaim. There's one Shabbos by the Chavetz Chaim. We have many stories from that one Shabbos. Shimon Schwab, he was there. The Chavetz Chaim asked him, he says, what does it mean, Mechayer Elam Nasa Vetzachinu? So he didn't answer him, and Chavetz Chaim, he waited for the Chavetz Chaim to answer. He says, you know what Mechayer Elam means? He says, where are you going to be in 500 years? He says, 500 years? You're going to be with Ribbono Shel Olam? And we're going to be in 5,000 years? With Ribbono Shel Olam. In 50,000 years, with Ribbono Shel Olam. In 5 million years, with Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Chayei Olam. So we're here for a few decades. We're here, we hope it's a little more than a few, but Gag, 120 years. And that's Netzach Netzachim, that a person is worried about his Olam Hazeh, certainly he should be worried about his Olam Haba. Rabbi Tochen, he's not worried about, and this fellow, Napoiteach, and he's not worried about Kesir Makayim as Tatero, Vesa Tate Echim Asmer of Abba, Vesa Tura Tian Makoim, Menuchosi Anitri, Vitofan Shishli Shiar Yam Lorin Mazer, Gurm like Tavit Min this Nirin Mazer. And his thought that he's going to stay here forever gives him this desire to get more and more. The Kech Menu is a Cheshi Classic Ben Nirin Mabba. Kasher, and this is really the introduction to the next thing which we'll leave Mir Tashem for next week. Kasher Mechich and Isaim Lamna and Isaim Rehmim Loi, and Mosei Tesalam Milach Shvel Atida Shalech Alochen Lecho. Ramatam and Uchoko, Ozu Oina, Achi Elidei Vanasot Yitzachuti, Avuri Vavi, Ishti Ubonai, Atsef Yemenu. They asked him, they said, what's going to be? You got to make a cheshbon. Take stock. What's going to be with you? He says, don't worry, I'll take care of it. First, I want to make sure that I have as much money to live on for myself, my wife, and my kids. I'll be able to marry them off. I'll be wherever to. And then, once I have that amount of money, I'll sit and learn. I'll retire. I'll do everything for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oz tieli min ruch midaiges en lamazem, v'spanu l'peri l'beris ma sheni chayiv loy, v'oz echshav al achonas tzei l'olam haba. First, let me make sure that I'm financially stable for myself, for my wife, for my children. Then, I'll be totally dedicated to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then he goes to show how to make that dependent, you're avoided dependent on your financial stability till the Atzef Yomecho. He says that's really, he really calls it a chutzpah, that a person should do that. And we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, in future weeks, what he says about a person. Many people have this, to one extent or another, that after, let me make it big, let me have what I need for Bechulu, and then I'll take care of. It always has to be Tazaman. The Ruchnius has to be Tazaman, the Gashmi, the person has to live, and he has to be Mashkiyah, and he has to, that he should be able to have what he needs. But it shouldn't come at the expense of all his Ruchnius.